This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, issued the following statement after attending President Trump's reciprocal tariff announcement at the White House on Wednesday. Quote, "For too long, America's family farmers and ranchers have been mistreated by certain trading partners around the world. President Trump is taking action to address numerous trade barriers that prevent consumers overseas from enjoying high-quality, wholesome American beef." We will hear more from Lane next.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate. Paid for by Bayer.
After attending President Trump's reciprocal tariff announcement at the White House on Wednesday, NCBA Senior Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane says that NCBA was thankful to be invited to the White House for the announcement.
Look, we were really pleased that the White House invited us to the ceremony yesterday in the Rose Garden at the White House. It was important for us to be there to make sure we're showing the president and his team that we are, as an industry, supportive of the president using this tool as a means to rectify some of the long-standing imbalances in those trade relationships for U.S. beef producers around the world.
He says that while American cattle producers raise the highest quality and safest beef in the world, hurdles are still in place to market products internationally.
Our members produce the highest quality beef in the world. That is not in question. But because of that, it's very threatening to some foreign countries for our product to be on store shelves alongside their own product. And over the years, what that has resulted in is a lot of countries like Australia and others having really nice access to the U.S. market while restricting our market access into their countries.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.